to Dish Nation. I am very excited because today I got to say that. We have a fantastic show for you guys. But before we begin, let's say hello to Chewy, Heidi, and Frank. ATL fam.
What's up?
Hey, y'all. And our ATL family, Brad, Headcrack, and Gary.
What's up?
Portia is out, but we're going to update you in a bit on how she's doing. So later, was Kevin Hart afraid of battling Tom Hanks? We'll explain. And did Eve get saved from stripping by another rapper? But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, it looks like Halle Berry definitely knows her way around a courtroom, and I'm not talking about in the movies either. Now, word is Halle Berry wants to act as her own lawyer in a divorce case against her ex, Olivier Martinez. Wow. Now, she previously had a lawyer representing her, but Halle felt like she wanted to switch things up, Monsters Ball style, and she got to show her skills in the courtroom. Now, supposedly, the pair finalized their divorce back in 2016, but reportedly in May of 2018, Halle and Olivier's case was still active because they never filed a formal custody arrangement, so now they're going to be headed back to court. Wow. Now, I've seen her in great movies, and I think on the strength of losing Isaiah alone, I think she could pull it off. What say you, Heidi?
Well, yeah, that's what I think. If you're a good enough actress and you learn some legal terms and you stand in front of that jury and you tell them that the proper affidavits were not signed during our contest about our divorce, I think if you just stand up there and she's a good actress and she's pretty and she's charming, that they might just be like, yeah, give her whatever she wants. She's right.
Heidi.
And who would tell her no?
As a woman who's been divorced twice in court, most of my divorces, I say to Halle, no. Because you being pretty in court does not make one bit of difference, girl. You will get taken. I mean, most of your fees are attorney's fees, but I'm telling you, those judges are not swayed by that, and you will get ganked, girl.
I think Halle may be broke on it because people that usually represent themselves that go to court can't afford a lawyer, so I think she probably is broke. So we just got to pray
for
her.
She might be so confident that she feel like she could really pull it off because, I mean, there have been some instances that show this guy is kind of a dirtbag, so maybe she can stand on that and really get what she needs to get out of it without having to bring extra people into her business. That's our problem.
But
we have to outsource
stay in your
so much.
Lane because even if you do hair for a living, I don't think you do your own hair. Even
exactly.
if you do that, you still have somebody else.
Heidi won't even represent herself in the makeup room.
No, I have people doing that for me. Nothing further, Your Honor.
Rest my case.
Well, since we are talking about money, it looks like a Bella Thorne earned more than $1 million. In
Damn.
One day.
Wow.
Yes, kids, we're working
good work
too hard.
If you can get it.
It was her first day on her OnlyFans site. The first to ever do it. She's the first person to earn $1 million in one day on OnlyFans.
What'd she do day one?
That's what I was going to ask you. Now, she saw the dollar signs with using the OnlyFans platform for $20 a month plus tips.
Wow.
Bella shares never before seen pics and videos.
Wow.
And you can direct message her, and she will respond if you're a member of her OnlyFans. Now, Bella says she signed up for the site to use the earnings for her production company to donate to charity and to create a film all about her experience using the site. So it's basically she's setting this thing up for a work opportunity. Man. Yeah, she made over $2 million. So is
what
this
are we
something,
doing wrong?
Do you think it's...
No, seriously,
you think it's smart, Brad? I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Brad?
Well, you know what? I mean, $2 million is a whole lot of money. So if she didn't have to do nothing too degrading, like, I ain't mad at her for real.
Oh, she had to do something totally degrading. For $2 million in 2 days, she did some dirty, dirty Disney stuff.
No, but I also heard that on OnlyFans sites, sometimes the fetish people sometimes just want to see you brush a dog or clip your toenails.
Oh, okay. Fetish people want to watch people brush a dog?
Or clip toenails.
There's a lot of weirdos out there.
$2 million.
Oh my God.
Heidi and Brett, come on. We can do something. Heidi, Brett, Portia, and Sherry.
I'm in. Let's do it. I need to figure it out.
Let's do it.
We can whop it
With
out.
With my time, we're going to be millionaires in a day and a half.
Yes.
If I split both of you willing.
I'll give you $20 right now just to stick it out for the dish out of you.
All right, y'all. I want kind of shift gears a little bit because we need to shine the light on this injustice. Okay, by now you all have heard what happened in Wisconsin to 29-year-old Jacob Blake, who was unarmed and was shot 7 times in the back by police as he was walking to get in his SUV. Well, this happened in front of his girlfriend and his 3 children, y'all, who were in the vehicle at the time. And as a result of the shooting, Jacob is paralyzed from the waist down, and there have been demonstrations across the country, and we're all praying for his recovery. And stars such as LeBron James, Tracee Ellis Ross, and Michael B. Jordan are speaking out on the issue. And the Detroit Lions canceled their practice while holding signs that said, "We won't be silent, and the world can't go on."
When will it
Another
stop?
Frustrating part is, like, nothing has ever met with the same energy. You see all these different video clips of different things happening to different people. Not saying that everybody should get blown away. I saw a video yesterday where, like, there was a person running at a police officer. She was doing everything in her power not to shoot that person. And this is the same type of restraint that officers should be using in situations with people of color. And right. we're not met with that same energy
at
in
all.
Most cases.
Right.
You know, it's so hard as a mother to watch because there's clips of his family. Jacob's sister was speaking. She said, "I can't even cry anymore because I'm tired. I don't want your pity. I want change." You saw his mother who could barely hold it together. And as a mother who has a black son, sometimes I'm just terrified of what things that we marched against in the 60s, we're still going through now. So this is heartbreaking. Your spirit gets tired, but we still got to keep fighting. We still got to keep.
That's
we,
right.
You know, we are praying for Jacob because he's paralyzed and fighting for his
That's
life.
Right.
So who's going to take care of his children? Therapy and otherwise.
They're going to need counseling.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Like, imagine the PTSD you go through seeing your father shot right before your eyes.
I couldn't even imagine
bro.
I couldn't even imagine that, brother. I've seen people shot in front of me, but to see my father or my mother or someone part of my family, like, I would never.
You can't get that out
recover
of your head.
From that. There's no way. You can recover
Never.
From that. Never.
We are praying for you. We are praying.
Yes.
But we need change. We definitely need change because I think that if you have tasers, I don't know what it is, training or sensitivity or, you know, people with you who know how to assess the situation. I don't know what it is,
right.
but it has to be some kind of change.
Yes.
Meaning justice. I think that we're still trying to get justice for Breonna Taylor. And then now you have something else we have to demand justice for.
And again.
There's all these, you know, still pot, these lids on pots demanding justice.
We're going to have to take action, unfortunately. Like, it's going to have to get ugly before it gets better.
We're still seeking justice in the case of Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old black EMT, who was killed by police in her home in Kentucky back in March. That's where our girl Portia has been for the last few days, joining with other demonstrators, demanding the arrest of the officers involved in that shooting. A lot went down over there, and Portia's going to fill us in on the whole experience when she gets back. And don't move, don't go nowhere. We'll have more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Are you having trouble paying your taxes? Listen, you are not alone. If you're having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS charges high interest and penalties if you fail to pay. They even have the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. But Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief for free information right now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available to Civic Tax Relief. They can help you with IRS audit defense, wage garnishment, and tax settlement. You could save thousands in tax forgiveness. You may qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call could save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
All right, now y'all know Katy Perry grew up as a PK, a preacher's kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of
Absolutely.
Course. Yeah.
Okay, so she started out doing gospel music, but since she has went pop, she's been known to wear lots of crazy outfits and hair colors. Well, she's due to give birth any minute now, and she talked about giving her daughter more freedom than she had growing up. Katy said, "I am just excited to be able to raise her in a different way than I was raised and to let her think for herself and dress like whatever she wants to dress like for Halloween. I was never allowed to go trick-or-treating or dress up, which is probably why I make up for it so much.
So, Sherry, I mean, see, so how about you, Sherry? Nah, Sherry, are you raising Jeffrey very different from the way you were?
Jeffrey in the other room smoking and drinking right now. He got three girls in the bedroom. No, you know, and I completely understand Katy Perry because I was raised in a very religious household. I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and we didn't celebrate any holidays. Same. Yeah. So, can I tell you, I got more, for Halloween, I got more witches and dead zombies in my garage. I can't wait to put them out. We got a Christmas tree. Right. So I let Jeffrey have a little bit more freedom.
You know, but Katy Perry does seem like she'd be the fun mom. I mean, between like her interviews you see on videos and even on some of the reality competitions she'd be on, like she seems like she would be the fun, festive mom. Like every day with Katy Perry is like living in the game Candytopia or something like that.
Right.
All right, you guys remember earlier this year when we heard that Tom Hanks had COVID-19? You guys remember that?
Yeah. Scary. I remember,
and it seems like ages ago, but it was just in March, so it wasn't that long ago. Well, Kevin Hart recently shared that he had coronavirus back then.
Wow.
And Kevin said, he had coronavirus at the same time Tom Hanks had coronavirus. And this is what Kevin said. The problem is that I had it around the same time as Tom Hanks, and I couldn't say anything because he's more famous than I am. So, Chewy, Tom Hanks is like America's favorite actor. You think that Kevin was afraid it would look like he was trying to steal Tom's thunder?
You know, Kevin was probably looking at the whole situation and saying, you know what? Y'all can be the poster child for all this because I've been through enough, so I'm going to just chill out, and if I got a reveal that I had COVID-19, I'm going to reveal it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I confess, when Brad had her big coming out ordeal not too long ago, I wanted to talk about mine and honey, talk about the car I got, but I couldn't because Brad is more famous, so I couldn't say nothing. So I had to sit and take back.
Really?
Yes.
Really, Gary? Yes. No.
Yes. I mean, well, it's kind of hard when Brad gets the kind of car she gets and then you get a Toyota Tercel.
That's
hard. Okay.
Whatever. Gary always pulling up in a Porsche, Jag, or Rover. Come on now.
So I had to take back seat, baby.
Well, all right, so y'all want this party started right?
Yeah.
Well, I got just the thing for you. It is the Braven Rugged Portable Bluetooth Speaker. Now, this speaker is lightweight, it's durable, and it fits in the palm of your hand. It may be small, but it packs such a punch that it'll knock you out.
Woo! Oh, my God, and it's waterproof, too, y'all. So if it falls in my pool or lake, y'all, you don't have to worry, because guess what? It has an elastic strap, so you can just attach it to your belt loop, handlebars, and more.
Yo, Gary, if that's not enough, it also has a built-in speakerphone, so you can make hands-free calls, and the noise-canceling technology cuts out unwanted background noise.
What? And you can listen to streaming music with it? Like, up to 8 hours of listening time with this compact speaker. Oh, my God. Head crack, hit us with the price.
Oh, you already know. Now, the Braven Bluetooth speaker has been seen for as high as $50. But for the Dish Nation family, it's only
$25. $25.
Listen, y'all know the destination. Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Now, up next, I'm going to be talking to the hilarious Kim Coles. You don't want to miss it. More Dish Nation on the way.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Right now, I'm hanging out with one of your favorite television people, man. You've seen her on A Living Color, Living Single, and now you can catch her on the recently announced Season 7 of Bounces in the Cut. One time, y'all. Kim Coles, what up, queen?
I do my own sound effects.
Crowd goes wild. It goes wild. Season 7 in the Cut, we're used to seeing you playing lovable, bubbly roles. Does the saga continue? I don't think I've ever seen you do anything unlikable.
Which is why I love this character and why I love this show and why I love this opportunity. She is brazen and ballsy and bold and a whole lot of fun to play.
One thing that's planted deep in the culture, you know, one of the things you was involved with is A Living Color. You know, they always talk about, hey, I heard this is going to do a reboot. You know, what's going on with that?
I don't have, as I want to say, a stronghold on that show or information because I was gone after the first year. But people keep asking me about Living Single doing a reboot. And I also don't have even though I have a stronger hold there, I don't have the answer to that either. I know the fans really want it. I think it's just a matter of all of us coming together and just making it happen. And I want us to do it because we all still look good. And we do. And the good news is that we have an epic text message game that we keep going all the time. Like, the six of us are all still really close and still in contact. So I'm ready for it if the fans are.
We want to know what lights up your soul. Now, we're going to run off a few things off your list, and you tell us what lights up the soul the most for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Cardi B's WAP or the Savage remix with Beyonce?
Oh, what did I choose? It all lights up my soul because they're happy and they're living in their gifts. So, both.
Which song of the two do you know most of the lyrics to?
WAP. No. I will not. I will not with you today. I will not.
Karaoke party. I want to be there. Okay, cool. Now, Versus just got announced, and I don't know if you follow the Versus thing on IG.
Yes, just announced. Monica and Brandy.
Yeah. Who's lighting up your soul the most that night? Is it Brandy or is it Monica?
Don't make me choose. I would only choose Brandy only because I established a relationship with her.
Totally understand. Social distancing or big gatherings?
Oh, social distancing.
So you're enjoying this.
I'll take social distancing for sure. Because I'm also quiet as it's kept. I feel people's energy. And so all that energy, there's a lot going on. It's like, I can't. So I'm enjoying this quiet time.
Are you an empath? Do you feel?
I am.
I totally understand.
You're getting an exclusive there too. I don't tell people that I'm an empath.
But you know
what?
You're welcome. All the other dope empaths are going to come out and we're going to, like, I don't know, make plants grow or something.
Like, I wear crystals now to protect energy. Like, I'm into all the things. Yeah.
What is your favorite joint? Like, I'm a big collector of just, you know, things of the sort too. Oh, we're like weird ass twins. Oh my God. Stop playing. We have some interesting months ahead of us. We're definitely excited about In the Cut Season 7. If you was in an elevator and you had to tell somebody why they should watch the show before the elevator made it to the first floor, what are we telling?
I would tell people that In the Cut follows Black excellence, Black entrepreneurship. These are businesses, you know, people and businesses, and they're all coming together to be excellent and be funny. And you will tune in and you will laugh and you will see your aunties, your uncles, and see yourself. Watch the show on Bounce.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Coles is in the building.
Yeah. Okay, crystals up.
Yo, time for the culture. Yes, indeed. Bye, love.
Bye.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it seems like rapper turned pastor Mace has always had it in him, y'all, to save people. I love it. BET is airing a 5-part docuseries called Rough Rider Chronicles, and rapper turned talk show host Eve recalls the time where Mace turned her down for a dance when she was a stripper, y'all. And Eve said, you know what, Sherry, I want you to hone in your inner Eve and read this quote. Go ahead.
It was the slow night, and this guy comes walking in. I go over there, and I'm kind of just like, yeah, what's up? You want to dance? He just laughed, actually, and he was like, what do you want to do with your life? You're not supposed to be here. Dang. What is it that you want to do? I told him, I want to be a rapper, and he was like, get dressed. Let's go ride around the city and listen to some beats.
Wow.
This is the best story ever, bro. I love it.
I love this story. You know how they say sometimes God sends angels to save you?
Yes.
In the strip club, yes, Frank.
This is why I realized in this moment and hearing this story why I'm never going anywhere career-wise.
Because
when opportunities occasionally get thrown at me, I'm like, I'm not getting in the car with a strange man. Get dressed, get in the car. Let's go listen. I'm like, no, I don't know you. I'm not getting in the car. See, I would have not had that opportunity because I would have not gotten in the car.
But how I can guarantee.
Cars have I not gotten into,
but I can guarantee he would have still turned down the lap dance.
Eve could have still been stripping. Frank, she'd have got you out of all your money.
Oh hell yeah. Okay.
Right.
The last stripper that ever basically gave me a lap dance, I made her Mrs. Frank Kramer.
That is right. You married a stripper.
I got her pregnant through my jeans.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.